Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. It's been a magical morning so far, so let's continue. Edna St. Vincent Millay was the most celebrated poet of her time and a significant figure in the 20th century American literature. Throughout her career, Millay led a life unfettered by conventions. Nowhere could she enjoy personal freedom and her own boundless imagination more than when she retreated to Steepletop, her beloved country estate in Austerlitz. The Edna St. Vincent Millay Society at Steepletop will debut a new exhibition of rare photos and personal treasures. The show opens with a fundraising reception on Millay's birthday. That's this Saturday, February 22nd, from 5:30 to 9:30 at McDerris Fine Art in Hudson, New York. The rare photos in the exhibition have never been seen before by the public. They reveal Millay's true bohemian nature and illustrate the unique way that she lived her life at home in Columbia County. This is also the first time that Millay's personal treasures will be on view outside of her home. Steepletop is a rare living museum where Millay's artifacts have remained perfectly in place since her death there in 1950. Here to tell us more about the exhibition and the benefit auction, our gallery owner, Wendy McDerris. Wendy, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for asking me.
And Holly, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And it's Holly Pepe?
Yes.
And literary executor for Edna St. Vincent Millay. And Holly, I thank you very much for being with us this morning as well.
My pleasure.
How did this come to be, this project, and bringing these treasures outside of the home?
Well, I think, you know, the Millay Society at Steepletop is, and we actually were set up by Norma's sister, by Norma Millay, Edna St. Vincent Millay's sister, to preserve and restore Edna's home, the gardens, the grounds, et cetera. And, of course, my position is to really work, illuminate the life and writings of Millay. And we are really a new, right now we feel this is a time, very important time for Millay, that there'll be a resurgence in interest in Millay. We're seeing her books selling, people are interested in her life. And this was really the idea born of our enthusiasm as a board to really bring her back into Columbia County and to open the doors to her life and really, in a way, the secrets of her life. That Steepletop is a beautiful beautiful property, but many people in the area have felt that it's really untouchable or that unreachable. And this is our way of opening the doors to Steepletop by bringing Steepletop to you through Wendy's gallery.
Before we talk to Wendy and talk a little bit about the gallery and the event, why do you think there has been this resurgence?
Well, I think because Millay's message is really a modern message, and you know every writer in a way has his or her day, and she was the most popular poet in her time. She and Robert Frost were the best-selling poets for 40 years in America, and I think that now what we're seeing is there's so much more interest in poetry. Poetry has come around again as well, happily, and people are realizing that her message was modern. She was using traditional form, but her poetry was inspired poetry, and when you read her, she does have a universal message. And her work that she wrote at Steepletop, she wrote actually 5 books at Steepletop. And when you go to that place, you feel that that's where the inspiration came from. I mean, that was really a place where she found quiet and inspiration, but she was able to deliver a universal message. And I think we all relate to a universal message.
So, Wendy, how did you get involved in this equation?
Well, a little over a year ago, I was asked to be on the board. I've often been a big admirer of Ms. Millay's poetry, and I really love the grounds of Steepletop. So when they asked me to be on the board, I was just thrilled. And we decided to do this special exhibit, just as Holly said, to bring Millay back to the public, to bring Millay back to the public of Columbia County specifically, and to the region, Albany, the Berkshires, New York City, and so forth, because I think there's a huge interest in her. And actually, she's an international figure. She was during her last lifetime, and she still is an international figure at this moment.
When it comes to the idea of bringing the things out and bringing them to Hudson, How did that come about, and did you meet any with any resistance in that?
Well, no. People were very the board was very enthusiastic about it because the house was left intact as Edna left it. So Norma, her sister, was the guardian of the house, and Holly, my colleague, really helped Norma and was integral to keeping it as it was. That's the exciting thing about Steepletop, is you really have atmosphere. It's a beautiful place, and it really gives you an idea of what Edna's life was like there. So I was very excited to begin to select items that would describe her life there. And she used it as a retreat from her busy life in New York City and internationally. So it's quite a party house, if you will. she had all of her friends there. Many people visited her there. Her husband, her lovers, all visited Steepletop, and it's just a haunting place, if you will.
And I would think, and you're curating this, so of finding the items that try to bring some context to a person's life. What is that difficult, or is the most difficult part? You know, what to leave behind.
Well, in Malay's case, she is a very complex personality. But one thing that jumps out at you is her sophistication and her simplicity. That's a combination that often comes together in people who are possessed of a great vision. So I believe that when you go into that house, or as a curator looking at the objects there, you understand that complexity and that simplicity, and that really jumps out at you in this exhibit.
Holly, what has it been like for you to see these items and photos come out and ultimately be put into a different context?
Well, for me, it's very exciting. I was fortunate enough to know Norma and was with her for a few years at Steepletop, and I often call her Miss Havisham. We're very grateful to her now because she was that way. And as Wendy said, she left everything as it was. She left the purses in her drawers. She left her clothes in her closet, etc. So when you go into Steepletop, you feel like Malay might come around the corner. To have those objects taken out, once again, the beauty of this is that we're able to share them, share a piece of Malay's life, and lure people back to see Steepletop because our doors are finally open. In fact, you can actually make a reservation to tour the house and the grounds. We're opening on Memorial Day weekend just by calling the Malay Society, if you don't mind my putting in a plug.
Absolutely.
The number is 518-392-3362. That's 518-392-3362. And you'll be able to walk through the house, have a tour by someone who can tell you the history of each of the objects in each of the rooms, and then walk through the gardens, because she and Eugene, her husband, loved to make gardens. They had flower gardens, vegetable gardens, they had garden rooms outdoors. As Wendy mentioned, they had really historic parties outside an outdoor bar. She often said that the flowers nearby were watered with gin. They had a swimming pool where they swam au naturel, a writing cabin where she wrote some of her greatest works. All of that is there for you to visit. And again, it's very exciting for me to see the house be open and also to bring these objects out so people can get a taste of Malay's life and then actually make it up to the hill themselves.
You weren't kidding about the party palace, were you?
No, I'm afraid we weren't. And you'll see evidence of that in the exhibit. She and her friends had marvelous imaginations. And really, they retreated to Steepletop to have a personal life, because Malay was such a public figure internationally and in New York City. She needed a place to really live a personal life, and she did so at the fullest at Steepletop.
And when it comes to the photos, and these are rare photos, these have never been on display before? Some of them have never been on display before?
No, most of the photographs have not been on display before. And I'm not going to reveal anything right now, but
okay.
You must come to see the photographs. They're quite surprising, and they really reveal a bohemian side of life at Steepletop.
Can you tell us, without telling us what's in the images, can you tell us how they were taken, who they were taken by in most cases?
Well, one of the photographers was Arthur Fickey, who was a personal friend and often was there at Steepletop. There's also fine art that's amazing and astonishing, really. You know, Millais was even... photographed by many famous fine art photographers. So you're going to get a taste of that in the exhibit. The fine art itself, the paintings, are amazing because they also convey a sense of this party life, if you will, that went on there, as well as a sense of contemplation that Steepletop really generated in everybody that went there.
Beyond the Poetry, Treasures from Steepletop opens at McDerris Fine Art at 623 Warren Street in Hudson, New York this Saturday, February 22nd at 5:30. For information about the event and the exhibit, you can call 518-392-3362, 518-392-3362. Or to make it a bit easier for you, you can just check out our webpage, wamc.org/roundtable, and we have all the information up there as well. Holly and Wendy, a delight. Thank you so much for sharing this exciting work, and I look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
A delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.